Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. I hope you've had a good week and an weekend and enjoying your weeks so far. As always, I'm grateful for all my listeners all around the world, and I'm proud of this journey. And I thank God for you all. Today's episode is called "It Had to Happen That Way." And I am, you know, as I go through life's journey, the season that I'm in at this particular time in my life, the isolation, the space that I've recognized that God has me in. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the walk with God isn't always, you know, peaches and cream. You know, there are days where, yeah, you're going to walk with God and it's not going to be, you know, so great. You know, you're not going to tiptoe through the daisies. Sometimes you're going to walk on coals of fire, which feels like that. And, you know, I'm learning that when God has had enough and he's ready to get your attention, yeah, just surrender and just, you know, I thank God gives us grace. And not that, you know, going through what you're going through, God is not giving you grace, but God, you know, gives you enough grace and lets you do you until he says, okay, you've done you long enough. I need you to pull it in. It's time to do what I need you to do. You're here for purpose. And, you know, I have realized that, again, the space that I'm in, you know, God has gotten my attention, and I'm fully accepting that right now, and, you know, forever, whatever, I'm accepting what God is doing. Does it always feel good? No, it doesn't. It doesn't always feel good. And you know, as I've been in the space that I'm in, I think it's been like a year and a half when things started for me, and I, you know, had dealt with a situation in a relationship that I was in, and then, you know, I decided to, you know, forgive and, you know, move on. And then about, I say, 5 months after that, I lost my job. And then again, I lost my daughter. And then, you know, the relationship, you know, took a turn for the worse, you know. And I still decided to go on with the relationship because I didn't want to lose the person. And I had lost my daughter, and I was just trying to hold on. And, you know, God had been telling me from the beginning of 2023 to let that, you know, relationship go. But, you know, you love somebody and you want to make it work, and you just going on and on and on and on and on. And I, you know, just wanted to make it work. And then, you know, I was being hurt, and, you know, I made excuses for the person, and, you know, did everything so they wouldn't be angry and so forth and so on. But anyway, you know, in the process of all of this, you know, March of 2024, God allowed me to really, really get fed up. And did it hurt? It hurt really, really bad. And, with the grieving of my daughter, then I had this to, grieve, so to speak. And, I still didn't have a job, and I still don't have a job. But when I tell you, God has been keeping me and the girls, He has been keeping me and the girls, and I am forever grateful for that. I'm looking for work and putting an application at the applications, and I really realize that sometimes God can't bless you in certain environments and certain people. I put a post up that said, sometimes God's not right now and is a not with them around type thing. And sometimes we, I'm learning to thank God for what He didn't give me. Sometimes we can think that we want something and, we'll do whatever it takes, for this thing, or, whatever, whether it be a job, person, place or thing. And I've said in a couple of my podcasts that, a lot of times we do things and then we invite God in this situation after the fact. And, I've learned through this, to invite God into whatever I'm doing first. God, lead me and guide me. Should I go this way? Should I not go this way? Relationships, friendships, jobs, buying a house, buying a car, whatever. And I'm learning, a lot. And it's crazy because I often say, I've been in church all my life. I was raised in the church. And when I really got into the thick of this season of my life, I found out I didn't know all I thought I knew. It's funny to say, but yeah, I found out that I didn't know all that I thought I knew when it came down to, this space that I'm in. And, I felt like, at a certain age, I should be at a certain point in my life, and I'm not there. And it made me feel, it made me feel so, I can't even describe how I felt. I felt like I wasn't doing enough, or I haven't done enough, and I had these plans, and I got big aspirations and big goals, and things I want to do, and I've been working on it, and I've been trying, and I've been praying, and God just like, I felt like God had just, forgotten about me, didn't let it happen. And I'm like, God, I'm not lazy. I'm working on this, and I'm trying, and I'm, people drawing plans up for me, and I'm searching and researching. And then, it, 'cause I needed to feel like, I was doing something. I didn't want to feel like I was, so far behind. And, I got people achieving things, and I'm, I don't have anything to show for, my life. I've raised the kids, and, I'm raising grandkids, and now I want something for Cheryl, and God, I'm trying this and I'm trying that, but I need you to, get on board with me. And God was asking me to get on board with Him. And it's funny because, you know, the things that I'm trying to do, I've kind of put a pause on it, but the thing that I've been trying to get up off the ground, you know, I the scripture said faith without works is dead. You know, so for me, my interpretations of that was, I've got to do the work. You know, I've got to do this. You know, so I set out to do what I was trying to do. And sometimes the faith and the works that I needed to do was just let God do what he's trying to do. And for me, faith like is a work, because you know, with everything happening and you know, losing my daughter, my job, the relationship, you know, my faith was kind of nil to none. Like I'm not even sure if I, you know, had any faith. And I also know you need mustard seed faith, but I don't even know if that was there at the time. And you know, my prayer partner brought it to my attention. She was like, you know, because I told her, I say, you know, the Bible say faith without works is dead, and I'm working. And you know, and I do realize that I was working, and I wanted God to bless what I was working, and not, you know, I invited God in after, you know, I incorporated the business, if I did all of this, you know, I always prayed and asked God to bless it, but you know, I didn't wait for the answer, you know, to what I was praying for. You know, I figured I'm doing this, and you know, God, you know that I'm not lazy, and I'm trying to do this thing. And you know, and I just wanted to show God that he could trust me with what I was doing, that no matter, you know, what point I reached in life, I was going to still come to church to serve him. I was going to show up. You know, I was still going to pay my tithes and offering. I still was going to, you know, be that person. And you know, my friends and family that know me, they know, you know, my heart is big. I'm a giving person. And sometimes, you know, we have people in our circle that God knows them better than we know them. And sometimes, you know, God has to remove some people, places, and things, because he's aligning things up for you to actually win. And you don't see it like that when everything is being taken or removed, and you don't have this and you don't have that, and life gets to lifing, and we, you know, we feel like, you know, I felt like a failure, and I felt like, you know, where was God in all of this? You know, God, you see, I don't have no job. God, you see that, you know, I'm trying, and you know, you said if I take care of the girls, you was gonna take care of me. And God, I still don't have a job, and I'm, you know, and I'm like frustrated. And I felt like, you know, some days I was getting knocked back. I take two steps forwards and get knocked 30 steps back. And you know, I will put in for the jobs and jobs that I actually qualify for. And it's crazy because I've put in for jobs that I'm overqualified for, jobs that should be easy for me to get. And you know, I remember a couple of weeks ago I put in for Instacart, you know, to, you know, bring a little money in so I can pay my car payments, you know, stuff like that, just the little things. And it's like, we have nothing available in your area, put you on the wait list. So my sister sent me something for Amazon to do Amazon, and Amazon was like, we don't have nothing in your area. We'll reach out. And then I did UPS, and UPS, I filled out all the paperwork, and they were supposed to send me it. I was supposed to start Monday that passed, and they, was supposed to send me something to go up to, get my badge and stuff. And like, I've been reaching out and reaching out, and nothing. And there was a time when I would just get upset and be like angry. Like, I'm trying, God. Like, I am really trying. And it bothered me. And now I just say, it's not what God has for me. It's not where I'm supposed to be. And I've realized that one thing, people make it as a post, but when you say, I want what God wants for me, you have to be ready for a lot of rejections, a lot of no's, a lot of not right nows, and all of that. And and I'm not saying that it doesn't sting a little bit, but the place that I used to be when the rejections came and the no's came and all of that, it God gave me a peace right there. And I can't tell you that I know what's gonna happen, and I know that, I 'cause I don't know. But what I do know is that God never removes anything out of your life without replacing it with something better. And it's in God's timing. And God's timing is such that it addeth no sorrow. And that's what you want. You want what God wants for you, because when God does it, you don't have to worry about how this is going to get paid, how is this going to be, how you're going to get the funding you need for your business. God is going to place people in your life that's going to fund the vision. And I hold firmly to that, because again, I know, I've said it before, that what I'm trying to do, it's a big undertaking. And my mom would tell you, I've never been a small dreamer, ever, because it's just not in me. And when I at night, when I log on to my computer, I have gotten back into, my little thing and my vision, and it's big, and it does it scare me? Does it give me that knot in the pit of my stomach and that lump in my throat? Yes, because I know what God has promised me. I didn't know then, because I was doing me. And when you do you, you can't hear what God is trying to get you to see. And it was spoken over my life that, God needs to do this for you, because he really wants to make you a testimony. He really wants to, when people see you, they know that it's nothing but God. And everything that's happened in my life, and a few other things that's been happened, where I would get all bent out of shape, I'm like, here you go again. Like, you couldn't take me out when I lost a job. You couldn't take me out when my daughter died. You tried to take me out when the relationship ended. All of that. I was sick. I was depressed, and no job. losing my child and the relationship, and you gotta live. You gotta keep going. And I had my granddaughters to take care of. And you know, I think I told you guys in the beginning of my podcast journey that, you know, I felt like it was so unfair of God to put all of this on me. And I just was angry that, you know, God, you see the state that I'm in, and then you're going to have my pastor to tell me that, you know, the girls belong with me. And I'm like, really? You know, and I just thank God, because, you know, when I think about, you know, my pastor saying that God told him to tell me that the girls belong with me, you know, now I'm able to thank God, because, you know, God trusts me enough to give that word to my pastor to give to me. And God knows all things. He knew how I would felt when he said it. He knew how I was feeling. And he knew I didn't have a job. He knows all of that. But God was simply trying to see if I would trust him. And, you know, now I can thank God that. Has it been easy? No, it hasn't been easy. You know, I've made some decisions that at the time and in the moment that I thought, you know, was, you know, okay. You know, and you can't make decisions based on emotions. And, you know, I just thank God that, you know, everything I'm going through, it's God's way to me of strengthening my faith, and God trusting Cheryl to go through this. You know, I often say God made the promise that he would never leave me, nor would he forsake me. And he hasn't. Like I said, the walk of God isn't always going to be, you know, easy. It ain't going to be balloons and streamers and confetti. You know, sometimes it's tears and some doubt and some angriness and, you know, stuff that we don't want to talk about on our walk with God. Because, yeah, you cry sometimes. Sometimes you lay awake at night, and sometimes you want to know why God forsake you. And yeah, you have those feelings, because that is the human side of us. And even in your surrender to God, when you finally surrender to God, because Cheryl, like, God, I surrender. Have your way, Lord. And then life is still life. And you're like, Lord, well, Jesus, I said, God, I surrender. And you surrender, and life is still life. And but you know what? In the midst of life is still life, and God is still God. He's still God, and as they say, he's still lining up the things that so it can fall into place. And you know, I do be glad when, you know, I can have the aha moment with God, that aha moment that say, now, God, you know, I understand. And not that I don't understand a lot right now, but I understand some things. I understand why, you know, the relationship couldn't work. You know, I understand a lot of things that I've been going through. You know, I don't understand, you know, Stephanie's, you know, passing, you know, and maybe there's nothing like really to understand. You know, I know that God gave me, in a sense, of peace that I don't have to worry about where she is on the street. I don't have to wonder how somebody treating my baby because, I am clueless to, what she went through while she was in her space, while she was going through, I'm clueless to, I know she was depressed and I know what it is to be depressed. And, I don't think I was as depressed as I've been depressed as my daughter was, but, I don't claim to, understand everything, but I understand what God did for me and her in a sense. And, it's not pretty, but I thank him. I thank him because, she's resting, she's not out on the streets and, somebody taking advantage of her, she's resting. And I thank God because even in my sadness, he gave her a relief that we will never understand, And I just thank God because, she's not suffering anymore. And yesterday I went to visit her grave site. And, I was saying to myself, I had turned my head away from my granddaughters and I began to weep and I, told God that, I would do anything if you gave me one wish to have my baby back here with me again, because I would rather have her here than having to go visit her at her grave and she can't hear me and I can't hug her and all of that. But I know that God, he did something for her that I would never understand. And I'm not even trying to understand it, but I thank him. I thank him for it. And, when I thought about naming today's podcast, it had to happen this way. I know that everything that I've been through on the last year and a half is God leading me and directing me into my purpose. And I feel like this has been the worst season of my life. And I feel like I've had more losses than wins. But I also feel that God is going to bring about something so beautiful and amazing in my life. That it's going to make everything that I went through not even matter. And, I feel like, God has, strengthened my faith. And I feel like, it's a horrible feeling to know that you are the reason that your blessings have been held up. And, when I think about that, like, dang, if you would have just listened. And you think like that, but I tell myself I'm here now. So Cheryl, you're here now, just listen, follow the instructions that God is giving you, even if you don't understand it, even if you don't agree with it, because God is never going to tell you anything that's gonna, lead to detriment. Even if you don't understand it, it's best to follow the leading of God. And I am very much in my, okay, God, I don't understand it, but I definitely trust you because you know the way that I take, and I'm going to trust you this time with all of my heart. And I sometimes, you got to go backwards to go forward. And sometimes destruction is progress. And I'm just gonna watch God work. And I thank him because although this season has hurt a lot, the season has really hurt a lot. But I also know that without the hurt and the pain that I've went through, then I wouldn't have the strength to carry the weight of what God is about to do. And sometimes, God has to do a gut job. He has to do the renovations, because sometimes the outside is, it looks okay, but the insides need a whole gut job. So, God takes us and he does from the inside out to bring us to everything that we've been praying and asking for. And, I am grateful for, again, even though it hasn't felt good, I am grateful for everything that God is doing in me. And I'm not there yet, but I ask God to, as I go on this journey, to just let me be thankful when it's good, when it's bad, when I don't understand it, when you say something that makes no sense. And because I think for so long I've built this house on the sand and rebuilding it on the sand and rebuilding it on the sand. And every time the storm comes, the house falls. So now God is creating this house on a firm foundation. So when the storm comes, I can be like the palm tree. I may bend, but I'm going to stand back up when the storm is over. And I, again, appreciate everything that God has done and is doing for me in my life. And I thank God for him keeping, me and my grandbabies. It hasn't always been easy, but I know that God has equipped me for the job. And, I am excited to see what God is about to do in Cheryl's life. I am very excited. And, you know, I did, you know, one prayer I always pray, because things can happen in life to make you become bitter, angry, you know, just, you know, the way people treat you. And sometimes it's family, and sometimes people you thought were your friends. You know, you know, people face different things, and you know, I think, you know, I've learned to shift my perspective on everything that's happening in my life. And you know, a lot of times, you know, that I feel like the house is torn down, and when you're going through, you know, God shows you who's going to be there to help you rebuild this house. And it's not always the people that you think are going to be there to help you rebuild the house. You know, so God opens your eyes and allows you to see, you know, your surroundings, you know. And sometimes, you know, you just have to accept that this is what it is, and that God is ordering my steps, directing my path, and this is the way that it had to happen. Again, I thank you guys. I thank everyone for tuning in to the podcast. It means the world to me. And, you know, I get excited when I go into my analytics and I see people from, you know, in Asia and Europe, you know, looking and listening to my podcast and my TikTok, Surviving Grief 8. I think it's Surviving_Grief 8. That's my TikTok, and my TikTok has blown up, and, you know, it's blessing somebody. You know, I try to be creative and, you know, mainly putting God first. You know, I survived the loss, but I am now trying to survive the grief. And it's been a journey, but, you know, my journey is helping somebody else. And that's, you know, all I really wanted was to encourage somebody else. You know, it's not pretty. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's not pretty. And your journey is not my journey, and my journey is not yours. But most of the times when you're trying to survive something, it's not pretty. But I know that with God before me and behind me and around me, I know that God is just making something beautiful out of my life. And again, thank you for joining, and I'll see you all next week. Have a good week ahead of you.